This is Dr. Mejia, the team for the patient Mary Wright, medical records 150311, date of birth 12/26/1959. Referring physician Dr. Gabriel Martinez, procedure performed EGD, secondary procedure biopsies, the esophageal dilation, date of the procedure June 19, 2024, indications, dysphagia, nausea, vomiting, history of Nissen fundoplication, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, status post-fundoplication, anatomy noted. Polyp in the body and fundus of the stomach, mild gastritis, otherwise normal EGD, pure paragraph. Deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum. Complication on immediately. Medication, aspirin, anesthesia, care, pure paragraph. Proposed as per EGD template. Period A, balloon dilation performed with CRE balloons. One time, 18 millimeters, empirically, period. Findings, oropharynx appear normal, pure paragraph. Esophagus appear normal, period. Biopsy is taken from mid distal and proximal esophagus, eosinophilic esophagitis, period. A balloon dilation was performed one time, once with 18 millimeters CRE balloon. This was done empirically, period. Stomach status anatomy consistent with status post fundoplication noted in the retroflexion, period. Diminutive polyp in the body and fundus of the stomach. Biopsies taken, mild erythema in the antrobody, the soma biopsies taken, period. Duodenum D1, D2, appear normal, period. Biopsies taken from second portion of the duodenum, celiac disease, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports. Number 2, anti-reflux measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Next number, patient needs to follow up in geopsy in 3 to 4 weeks.